Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm a big proponent of internal communications as much as external communications. I think Alfonso mentioned this, but our brand is our number one asset. And so how does that brand get represented? Every single day it gets represented by the people who work in corporate and sort of tell these stories, craft these stories and put them out into the world. But it also gets represented by every customer service representative, every retail employee. There's 1,000 people across the US who every day are representing our brand. And typically when I get questions about what's going on with Nespresso, it's referencing an employee who sits outside of our corporate office. So that's where that internal comms piece becomes so critical is, are we really living and breathing our values? Are we acting on them every day?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Marketing Vanguard podcast. I'm Jenny Rooney, and I am thrilled to be here today with two leaders at Nespresso. I have Alfonso Gonzalez-Loshin. He's the CEO at Nespresso, and I am joined as well by Jessica Padula, who is the head of marketing there. Jessica, welcome, and Alfonso, welcome. So I'm really excited because I think what we're going to talk about today is largely a big focus from the two of you on sustainability at Nespresso. It feels like that's so part and parcel of what you're doing there, and certainly the fact that it takes center stage. And Jessica, your title itself is Vice President of Marketing and Interim Vice President of Sustainability at Nespresso USA. So talk a little bit about, you know, your vantage point, where the two of you are coming from vis-a-vis this priority at the company.
Sure, I can start. I had the privilege of taking over sustainability on top of my marketing role earlier this year. And at first, some people think, well, those two things are very different. They are. I have a lot to learn in the sustainability space. But over 7 years at Nespresso, and like you said, sustainability has always been a core part of who this brand and this business is all about. And so naturally, it's part of what we communicate and how we tell our story as a brand. And so as a marketer, it's a really privileged position to be in where you're really connecting those dots naturally and then able to take on that leadership role as well. Alfonso can probably tell more, given his tenure at the company, about our sustainability story as well.
Yes, thanks for that, Jess. Look, Jenny, in addition to what Jess was saying, if I take a step back, at Nespresso in the US, what we're focused is really on value creation, brand value creation. Oh, and this is not only in terms of our products, but as well in terms of the services and everything that we do, that we craft it in such a way that we deliver something that is meaningful and engaging to all our consumers, but as well into our partners. And when we look at our sustainability, it's something we've been doing for more than 30 years. We just got recognized as a B Corp a year ago. No, wow. It's the first B Corp for a company the size of Nespresso. And at the end of the day, this is the testament, or it's a recognition for all of us of everything that's been doing since for the past 30 years. Mm. Whether it's our AAA program in partnership with Rainforest Alliance, whether it's the very robust recycling system that we have established since 1991 within the brand, whether it's all that positive impact that we do in our communities at farm level, but as well at local level, everything we do has this purpose in mind. And at the end of the day, this is one of the key points of differentiation that we have, differentiation that we have behind the brand, but as well that every single employee that works within Nespresso, whether it's global or at the US, this is a source of pride for us as well.
Yeah, and listen, I love, by the way, that in the conversation with you today, I do have the pairing of a CEO with the head of marketing. You know, I think there's something so unique about that. We at the with the Marketing Vanguard podcast and everything we do at Adweek under the Marketing Vanguard banner, we want to make sure that we're sort of focusing in on C-suite collaboration, executive collaboration, and arguably the CEO has to be so lockstep with the CMO in any given organization in such an intentional way. Talk a little bit about that, because what I'm hearing is sustainability is embedded in the DNA of the company. But how did the two of you work together so that you make sure, Alfonso, that marketing is the true growth driver for your business, that it needs to be and is in so lockstep with your business goals? Obviously, as CEO?
That's a great question, Jenny. Look, even though a lot of people will tell you this, I am a big believer in having always the best people and the right people in the right position, right? So really being a people-first organization. So the reason I work so well with Jess is because Jess is fantastic at her job. I have a marketing background. Just before taking on this position, I was the CMO globally for an espresso. So I have a good understanding of marketing, our strategy, what we want to get out of it. And I have a perfect understanding that Jess has those capabilities. Actually, I step a little bit away from marketing in my current role to allow Jess, obviously, to empower Jess and allow Jess that sort of breathing space to really develop. At least that's what I think Jess will be able to tell you a little bit better, no? But again, to the same point is, yes, I completely agree with you that marketing and let's say in the CEO have to be in a lockstep. It's Jess is my right hand, if you like, in a way, no? She has obviously from a brand's perspective, she's being a consumer first organization, because we really are a consumer first. We put consumers at the center of everything we do. Really, the strategy that we have for our brand or for our corporation, even though we're all participating in that strategy from the different functions in the company, Jessica is the leader of that. And sustainability being at the core of what Nespresso stands for, just having Jess starting to take, because you mentioned interim, no? Future not to be interim, but really exactly having sustainability being at the same leadership as marketing is, because it's part of our overall strategy. Everything we do to create a positive impact in our communities, at farm level, with our partners. It just goes hand in hand. So having Jess take care of these two responsibilities, for me, it just makes complete sense. And then how do we work? It's like I would tell you, I let Jess work, no? And we'll have our challenges, our pushbacks, but it's more about ideation and how to make things happen.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I love that, because I think I love that you have a marketing background, Alfonso, because obviously, those are the most passionate CEOs for marketing, but also they're the biggest advocates for marketing and the power of marketing within an organization. So, you know, we just had our event in LA called Adweek X, and we had, we talked a lot about this pairing between CEO and marketing lead in an organization as being so vital and critical. But in both cases, the CEOs came up through the CMO role, right? So they had appreciation. But there's very much that component of needing to let go a little bit and having healthy debate, because you need to let the marketing lead also have ideas and sort of push that. Jessica, from your vantage point, you know, it's about story, right? And sustainability is the story that's fundamental to Nespresso. How do you, as the head of marketing, how are you thinking about what you're doing externally, but also what you're doing internally, because it feels like there would have to be a lot of internal marketing, internal buy-in, internal sort of, you know, that feeling that the organization not just talks about it, but actually feels it, owns it, lives it. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'm a big proponent of internal communications as much as external communications. I think Alfonso mentioned this, but our brand is our number one asset. And so how does that brand get represented? Every single day it gets represented by the people who work in corporate and sort of tell these stories, craft these stories and put them out into the world. But it also gets represented by every customer service representative, every retail employee. There's 1,000 people across the US who every day are representing our brand. And typically when I get questions about what's going on with Nespresso, it's referencing an employee who sits outside of our corporate office. So that's where that internal comms piece becomes so critical is, are we really living and breathing our values? Are we acting on them every day? And it was never more true than when I worked actually in the corporate communications function during COVID, and we were making those really hard decisions that every company had to make about closing our boutiques. And how are we going to do that? How are we going to afford that? What were we going to do with our people? And Alfonso is really, truly a leader in the sense of being people first, thinking about how does this impact the human beings at the company and the human beings who actually have that product, that Nespresso product in their home. So I love that you led with the idea of storytelling, because that's, if you looked at my LinkedIn, it says I'm a storyteller at heart. That's why I got into marketing, is because I do.
I didn't, but I took a guess.
You took a guess. Probably every marketer at this point. But that's the thing.
But it's different with you guys. I mean, I can feel it. That's so core.
I think a lot of companies feel like they have to do sustainability. And of course, we all need to as good, you know, citizens of the world. But as Alfonso was saying, it's been in our DNA since the day we started as a company, it seems. And so when you join Nespresso, it's one of the first things you learn about. You walk into our office and you see a huge wall with signatures on it. And it's because every person has signed the B Corp signatory that we talked about before. It's we live this, we breathe this, we expect you to behave in this way and show up this way. But also we hold ourselves accountable as an organization to make decisions based on those values. Things like air freighting product from Switzerland. We now have real meaningful sustainability-minded conversations, not just the business conversation, when we have to make those decisions. And that's, I think it makes it easier to tell the story internally, at least, because we do act and show up that way. It is really true to our DNA. I would say the harder part as a marketer is that people are kind of getting tapped out of these messages, and they're hearing a lot of the same stories. And we are a leader in that space. And so how do you make them pay attention? Attention is such a big topic in marketing right now. How do you make them pay attention? How do you make them care? And how do you tap into something that really matters to them, but isn't just self-congratulatory or self-serving for Nespresso? And that's the biggest challenge right now.
Well, look, I mean, talk just briefly before I go into my next few quick questions. I mean, talk about Nespresso. Just where is it in its journey? Where has it been historically? I mean, it's coffee, but it's elevated, right? I mean, the partnerships you've done, talk a little bit about Alfonso, bring us up to speed with Nespresso as a company, where it's been, where it is right now, where it's going.
Yes, of course. Look, I mean, Nespresso has been around for slightly more than 30 years. You know, started about 30 years ago globally with somebody sort of saying, how do I replicate that perfect cup of espresso that I saw in Italy, and how do I do it at a touch of a button? No, 30.
And you've been there since the start then, right? Because you've been there for 30 years?
I've been, if you ask me, Alfonso, I've been in the company about 30 years, but not so. I've been in the Nestle Group for those 30 years. I've been the past 9 years within the Nespresso Group. But since then, you have seen an expansion. So we invented single serve coffee, but to me, Nespresso, that the Nespresso brand is much more than a single serve coffee brand. It is a coffee brand in its own right, but it's a lifestyle brand as well. Many times people say, "Well, are you luxury? You're not luxury." Look, at the end of the day, brand luxury for us is not a sector; it's a state of mind, and the way you bring it to life is providing that value to your consumers in everything that you do, elevated that brand to a luxury level in everything that you do, whether it's the quality of the coffee that we serve, or it's how we procure the coffee, or it's the services that we provide you as an end consumer, and how we surprise and delight you every day in and every day out. No? So that's sort of the trajectory on Nespresso. And when you look at North America, when you look at the US, it's been a great story, because even though it started, let's say several years back, 10 years ago, and it's going to be this year, 10 years ago, we launched what we call the Vertuo system, which is this system that at the end of the day, at the touch of a button, it recognizes your cup and can make an espresso cup, you can make a double espresso, you can get a Gran Lunco, you can get a full mug of coffee, you can even get a carafe to sort of share coffee. This is the versatility of our system. And the way our system works as well, it touches on so many parameters, pressure in wetting, pre-wetting, the type of coffee that you have. So it's really a mini, let's say, factory within, so that you can provide all these type of coffee beverages. And this has been one of the key success factors for the U.S. We have developed a system in Espresso that really catered to the U.S. consumer. And I'm happy to tell you that since then, we've been enjoying a higher penetration, a higher share of market, and a double-digit growth in the U.S. market.
So let's talk about the brand partnerships, the celebrities, the endorsers, the, you know, the people who you've seen. I mean, obviously, George Clooney is the first one that comes to mind, and happily so. but there have been so many others, Julia Garner, Simone Ashley. Talk a little bit about that. You know, you have to be so intentional when you're choosing those brand partnerships and those celebrity partners. Talk a little bit about that. Jessica, you
yeah,
can take that
sure.
One.
It's I mean, George is classic, right? For in so many ways, he perfectly represents that luxury, that sort of amazingness that we bring inside your home every day. And so he's the embodiment in so many ways of the brand. And we're really lucky that he's also really invested in the sustainability element of our business. So he really, I mean, the full picture. Over the past few years, we've added, you know, like you said, Julia and Simone are new friends. And then most recently we launched with David Beckham out of the UK market. So yeah, you can start to see sort of a red thread here of elevation, but also sort of like trying to stay culturally relevant, trying to tap into a younger consumer, thinking about diversity differently. If you're going to have more and more people representing who your brand is, we, like you said, we take that decision so carefully. We studied, you know, which celebrities are popular, which celebrities mean something, what resonance do they have with a younger consumer? Because of course we want to penetrate a Gen Z audience. We want to get in front of them, and they have very little attention spans, as we talked about. So how do you make your brand relevant, and how do you not push yourselves into their space, but actually try to be welcomed into it? And so, yeah, Julia and Simone in the most recent commercial with George Clooney that we're running right now, it was a fun example of how do you have someone who can play off of George, right? Who can be at that level from like a luxury standpoint, but can have that sense of humor and that sort of credibility in the coffee drinking space as well. And so all of the celebrities we brought in and will continue to bring in, we really want them to be, how do you best represent another facet to this really multifaceted brand? That's how we look at who we've been bringing in.
Listen, I would love to invite both of you and George and Julia and Simone to an Ad Week stage soon to actually tell that story. So let's definitely do that. I know we're running short on time, but I did want to ask you both the question, you know, if Vanguard means a group of people leading the way in new developments or ideas, what's an example of a development or an idea that you've had that has led the way for your company or for the industry that you're particularly proud of?
I would say the purposeful approach to business. I'll come back to that, Jenny. That, if you ask me what am I most proud of within Espresso, there's a lot of things, no? The quality of the coffee that we make, our superb machines that really just make this coffee come to life in a very different way. The stories that we tell. So all of that, fantastic. The brand ambassadors that we have, we just spoke about, that Jessica just sort of elaborated on. But the pride is behind the purposeful approach to business that we have. I would love to have the time to talk to you about our AAA program, which really, really focuses at the core, at the source of coffee, where the biggest impact is. Not many people think the impact the biggest impact, negative carbon footprint impact, is in the packaging, or the biggest impact is how you source coffee. And the way we source coffee, we source coffee from more than 150,000 farmers, buying directly to them, providing technical assistance day in and day out to them throughout the year, paying price premiums to all this to as well provide our landscape, putting alternative ways of working. So whether it's through agroforestry, whether it's through alternative agricultural systems, it's like everything. And as well, taking care of the environment. You know, really, the way we grow coffee, we're talking about moving towards generative, regenerative agriculture. And we're talking about relieving our ecosystems. And it's not a story. It's not what everybody's saying. You go to our AAA farms and it's real. You can see a AAA farm next to a non-AAA farm. It's visible. And then with all the partners that we do it, and we don't do it alone. We could never do it alone. We do it through a multitude of partners, whether it's Freightage, whether it's Rainforest Alliance, whether it's Pure Project, whether it's TechnoServe. We have so many partners that we work with together to make this possible. And this makes a difference. Because when you see the impact that you have at farm level, but as well, the way Jess and team transform it at local level through the community partnerships that we do it here, this is what makes you, this is what energizes you day in and day out to say, not only do I love working for this brand because it's a fantastic premium luxury brand, it's a brand that has a purpose. It's a brand that really cares about the environment. When we're talking about being a B Corp, we talk about really managing our triple bottom line. We do not only balance profit, we want profit, but as well the environmental impact and the social impact that we have. And we hold ourselves responsible for that. And we are held responsible for that as a B Corp. So really, I would tell you, Jenny, if you came into the company, this is the first thing we talk about, but then our employees day in and day out, they live it. You see that decisions you take are catered towards that. And in addition to that, it's the most fantastic coffee that you can have every morning.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, I love that. Jessica, anything else you want to add? And by the way, like this point about like brands having cultural impact is such a real thing. And if you could leave, you know, the next generation, perhaps those in school right now, those in college, those in business school seeking to find jobs or opportunities where they can truly have impact in this world, you know, maybe they're not thinking of marketing as a path right for that. But what, from your perspective, what would you say to them?
Well, I was going to build on what Alfonso was saying, and I think it actually addresses that question, Jenny, which is exactly that. So to address your question, I started out in advertising, and I worked there for 5 years, and I felt like, oh man, all I do is just sell. All I do is schlep products to people that they probably don't need or want. And I've been at Nespresso the longest tenure of my career because of exactly what Alfonso just described. Because yes, of course we sell product, but we use that profit to do real, actual, tangible good for all the humans that are involved, the full value chain. And then the piece that Alfonso referenced, right? We do all of this on a farm level because we have to secure the coffee that we need to sell, but we try and pull that through to make it relevant to consumers in the US. And one of the ways we did that, I'll put a plug for a mug that we just launched. It's called our Community Cup, and it's a mug that we created in partnership with another B Corp named Mir, M-I-I-R, for those who don't know it. They sell stainless steel, beautiful coffee mugs. We had an artist interpret our values as an organization and the nonprofit partners that we work with here in the U.S., their missions, and etched it beautifully onto this mug that we're selling. And it goes with it is a donation that we made to those nonprofit partners that we've been working with for a number of years in the U.S. that, again, represent the same values that exist on the farm that Alfonso was talking about, but in your local communities here as a U.S. consumer. And to me, that mug is an expression of sort of everything Alfonso just described, sort of bean to cup, and it reminds me personally that I don't just sell things to make money for a company. I actually can give back, and marketing can be actually a way to drive impact. And who knows, maybe you'll end up a marketer and sustainability manager at the same time if you're really lucky.
You see, Jenny, this is why we work well together.
It's perfect. Way to bring it home. Listen, thank you both so much. I appreciate this tremendously, and I know you have short time, but we'll have to reconvene again sometime very, very soon and continue the conversation. But Alfonso, Jessica, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jenny, for having us.
Thank you for listening to Marketing Vanguard, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Jordan Pratano, executive produced by Al Manarino and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Batwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcasts. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.